news, and now there's you. Come on, let's start the show. Good people, welcome to Nerd vs. Noob, Movie Reviews in 20 Qs, the show where we review a movie by asking 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. I am your co-host Sam Hurley, representing the Nerd Camp, and as always, I'm going up against the queen of gingers and noobs, Stacey Gavin. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Sam. Happy to be here.
Oh, awesome. And we have a returning nerd, Mr. Kahu. How are you, bro?
It's April, but there's no Game of Thrones. It's not here till July, so I'm going to have to settle for Nerd versus Noob. But I'm super pumped. Haven't been here in a while. It's all good.
Oh, well, welcome back, bud. Well, great to have you back here. So this week, guys, we went and saw Ghost in the Shell. Well, one of us saw most of it, and the other two saw all of it, but we'll get into that in a little bit.
Well, not quite all of it.
Yes.
So anyway, we usually do a plot of the movie. For those that haven't seen the movie, don't plan on seeing the movie. Don't mind us ruining it. So what's the plot for the movie, Stacey Gavin?
In the near future, Major, played by Scarlett Johansson, is the first of her kind, a human saved from a terrible crash to be a perfect soldier devoted to stopping the world's most dangerous criminals. When terrorism reaches a new level that includes the ability to hack into people's minds and control them, Major is uniquely qualified to stop it. As she prepares to face a new enemy, Major discovers that she has been lied to. Her life was not saved. It was stolen.
Usually we run through the cast as well, but the cast is pretty much Scarlett Johansson and a whole bunch of other bit parts, so there's not really... Yeah. So IMDb currently have this rated at 6.9 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes have it at 43%. Close to one of the lowest rated Rotten Tomatoes movies we've ever seen, only pipped by Suicide Squad.
Was it?
Yeah, I think Suicide Squad was about 53 or something like that.
Oh, thank God.
Metacritic have it at 53.
This is way better than Suicide Squad, by the way.
Yeah, well, anyway. We all know your feelings about Suicide Squad. So anyway, Kahu Tapsu, what would you give this movie out of 10,000?
Say 6,100 out of 10,000. I kind of got to the end and I sort of thought, oh, is that it? I sort of felt there wasn't a lot of depth into the setting or a lot of the characters.
Oh, not to mention most of them got killed.
Yep. Yeah. What about you, Stacey Gavin? What would you give this movie out of 10,000?
Something must have happened to me. I'm just way too generous with my scoring. But I would give this 7,222.
Wow, that's a pretty good score. Mm. I'd give this about 6,012.
Yeah. I wasn't that impressed.
I didn't expect to be impressed to start with, but I wasn't that impressed. So anyway, guys, we start with an all-play question as always. First up, so obviously, as Stacey pointed out in the plot, the movie revolves around a character who's been resurrected as a robot. Which one of us do you think could potentially be a robot?
Kahu.
Yeah, Kahu.
My reasoning is he's way, way too good at sports round at Monday Night Quiz. Especially all those historic Olympic, who won this gold medal in this and how many runs did this cricketer get in this. That is just insane. Nobody knows that.
The reason why I put Kahu is because one of the problems that robots have is replicating human emotion, and Stacey Gavin has no problem replicating human emotion at all.
What?
So that's why she's not robotic. You're just emotions. You've got emotions all over the place. So you,
that's actually a compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, you've got emotional
intensity.
If we hadn't
been doing this 12 months ago, it would have been a different story.
So well, that's my reasoning.
Yeah, I mean, I'd pretend to object, but I actually wrote me as well, so... Probably because I thought that's what other people would say, so.
Oh, poor Kahu. All good. So Kahu, start us off with the question number two.
Right. In this future, lots of people are able to get parts of their bodies cybernetically enhanced. So my question is, what would you get cybernetically enhanced first?
There's a pretty easy answer here for a male, but... that's why I thought you were asking this question, Kahu.
Yeah, my wife did warn me not to ask this question.
But, I mean, I think one of the guys in the movie's had his priorities straight. He said the first thing he got cybernetically enhanced was his liver, and he's going to be last round every night, and that'd be me, liver.
Yes, yeah.
I've gave my liver refreshing over the years. I think it needs a respite. Yeah, what about you, Stace?
Eyes, because I don't want glasses anymore.
You want to look like that dude in the movie?
No, not like him. I would want, like, natural-looking eyes.
So natural eyes that don't require glasses.
Yes, yeah, okay. Exactly. Cool. So, but hang on. I'm going to go, that's the first thing I'd want done. But then second and third.
My boyfriend's penis.
Yeah. So, okay. Now, set second and then third and fourth. I'd just go for boobs and butt.
Oh, yeah.
Just for obvious reasons.
Right. If you could hack into anybody, who would it be?
Okay. This is a guy I find completely fascinating. I read a book about him last
year. Sam Hurley.
Yeah, but also someone else I find completely fascinating, Elon Musk. Now, if you don't know who he is, he's the founder of SpaceX, also the founder of Tesla, so Tesla cars, and SolarCity, who provides the batteries and technology that support that. Now, this guy puts everything on the line. He's got skin in the game, and he just believes that we must move to Mars. That's the only move for humanity. And I just find that completely refreshing and fascinating in today's world.
Look, I'd love to go into OJ Simpson's head. Having watched that Netflix documentary, People vs. OJ Simpson, I want to know, once and for all, did he do it?
Yeah, you did it, punk.
Yeah, we don't need to go into his head. He did it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ghost in the Shell is, amongst other things, it's based on Japanese manga, as well as a PlayStation game, which is where I got my interest in it from. But I did wonder, what movie would be best going the other way, back into a manga?
I'm going to pick a movie that has nowhere to go but up. And I'm also going to pick a movie that would deal a lot, like the Japanese, they're a bit kinky. They're into a bit of interesting stuff. So I'm going with 50 Shades of Grey.
What? That is not what I thought you were going to say.
It can only be an improvement.
Yeah, but isn't Magna about all sorts of bright colours and there's a lot of grey in there?
That's a good point.
So my answer is one of my first and best loved Quentin Tarantino films, Kill Bill.
That would make for a good one.
Yes.
Awesome, cool. So that moves me on to my set of questions. There's not a lot of characters to pick from in this movie, but anyway, what character would you make head bouncer at your nightclub?
G.I. Joe.
Oh, you're talking about the guy with the eye implants?
Yep, the guy.
Looks insane.
The guy with the eye implants with the bleach blonde hair that looks like an animated character.
That character's called Batu, and which I think is because it's supposed to sound Japanese, but this guy's like bleach blonde.
He's French or something.
Yeah, I was going to say Scandinavian looking guy.
Yeah.
So this whole movie's clearly in a world without Trump, because there just seems to be a pretty free movement of labour and immigration. So. So it's
breaking down boundaries.
Bit of an alternative future. Yeah, so that's who I had as well. But otherwise, pretty much anybody apart from the actual bouncer. Because he was hopeless. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's a fireable offence if half of the patrons of your bar get blown away.
If you're still alive to be fired.
I'm going to need to have a talk with you tomorrow.
Yeah, you're not meeting your KPIs.
Yeah. I've had a few complaints from relatives of the deceased. Anyway, so a little bit of nerd trivia, get it out early. This film was filmed in Wellington, Weta Studios, and exterior shots were Wellington. Now, obviously, this film is quite futuristic and very Asian-infused. Did you guys see Wellington in this film?
This isn't a knock on Wellington, but it just seems to be the weather most of the time I'm there. There was a lot of grey, and that was about it. Really?
I just got the feeling of Wellington in a couple of scenes where Scarlett Johansson was walking around in that city, and there was a curved main street area that just reminded me of Lambton Quay. A lot of major cities are built on grids and, you know, skyscrapers, and everything's very square and right angle. So to see that curve in the street, I just kind of thought, feeling of Wellington with CGI all over it.
I did see it in the waterfront. There was that shot coming in, aerial shot, and I sort of thought, yeah, there's wellies. Cool. Okay, so final question. If this film was a person, do you think they would make for a very fun date?
No, not at all. The future looks pretty grim, to be honest, and everybody has mangled implants in their faces.
Although they would be enhanced, Kohu.
Yeah, well, yes, enhanced.
Yeah, I agree. It would be unnerving. And my question back to you, Sam, is what kind of date do you want to have? You know, if you want a really weird alternative date, then yes.
Yeah, I think that's what this would be like. This would be something that involves you going to a rave at 5 o'clock in the morning thinking it's a great idea, or ending up in hospital or getting arrested. Or
yeah, or going scuba diving in Wellington Harbour in the middle of the night or something
That actually was, you know, one of the most peaceful parts of the whole movie.
Yes.
All right, so fan of the show suggested a question to us. Stacey, I believe you've got the pleasure of posing that question to us.
Yes, I do. My lovely friend and one of our early fans who listened to our first two podcasts, Lisa, she hasn't seen this movie, but we described it to her and she was like, wow, that's interesting.
If you I'm could... never going to see that. Yeah,
I don't want to watch that movie because it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But if I could delete a memory, what would it be?
So I've played a lot of sport in my life, some of it rather badly, and I thought pretty much any injury involving the groin area. the other types of ones
Ooh,
that
that's
you,
a good one.
Yes.
The types of ones that kind of come back into your memory and you just have a little bit of a shiver.
It's funny you say that. The first thing I think of is me standing in Spanky's back garden, cricket ball getting low drived along the ground, me bending over to pick it up, it hit a rock and went straight into my ball sack.
You just wanted to say the word ball sack.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to throw a ball sack into every podcast from now on.
And actually, I'm gonna have to call out one of my workmates because we had Friday night drinks and he was playing silly buggers on the pool table, hit the ball too hard, went straight into old Lefty.
Oh!
And I was walking around like a cowboy the following morning.
Crushed, bro, crushed.
You know who you are, Hoggy.
Burn.
So aside from the cricket ball to the nads that I've just described, probably one of my least favourite memories is at a bar and they had bandioke where you can get up and sing a song and the band plays the music around you. I got encouraged by my friends who were like, you've got a really good singing voice, you should get up and sing. I was like, yeah. It took them about an hour and a half before I got picked out, and by that stage I couldn't even see 30 centimetres in front of me. So I got up on the stage in front of hundreds of people. I sung the first two lines of Strokes last night and then blanked. Absolutely blanked in front of hundreds of people. And I literally had people in the crowd booing me off the stage. And they had another girl that sung as well, and she started singing, and I just kept looking at her and just eventually threw the mic at her, jumped off the stage to the sound of a packed pub booing me.
And I bet it was one of those situations when you looked across at her and you're thinking, hey, I'll just watch you for a couple of seconds. But I bet like a couple of minutes passed.
Yeah, it was. And she looked back at me depressed. I mean, you've got to hit rock bottom to appreciate the top. But yeah, that was something I'd rather not remember.
Okay, so no more bandioke.
Bandioke.
So partway through this movie, we see Major meeting another female human and kind of taking her back to her room to establish how she feels things. Like, she's trying to establish how she's human and what's going on when sensations happen in her body. So do you think that Major might have been a lesbian in her previous life?
You sort of weirdly segued into it. She basically kisses the girl and she's sort of like, I want to know what it feels like to feel. I'm sort of suspecting yes, because she had a choice and she chose that girl. Mind you, she did choose the only full human who was also a prostitute. So,
what? Was she a prostitute?
Yeah, she was just some girl out on the street and said, I'd like to hire you or whatever, and then they go off to that room together.
Did she say, I'd like to hire you? I thought...
Maybe I heard that.
I thought that she was just like, hey, what are you up to? Do you want to go do something?
Do you want to sit awkwardly in a room while I feel you up and then kiss you and take your plastic stuff off your mouth? Yeah.
Overall, the whole sexuality of Major was quite ambiguous. The options are open there. Maybe she was bisexual.
Robot sexual? What do you call that?
Robosexual?
Robosexual. Cybersexual.
Sounds like
technosexual.
That sounds fun. I think
it's got to be technosexual. What do you think the definition for having sex with machines is?
Fine, in the not too distant future, when we're all going to be robosexual.
Interestingly. But then if
podcast, you just missed Stacey Gavin stare down Kahu, just like, sick on that, Kahu. We're all going to be robosexual. We're also forgetting that, ladies, you're leading the evolution here by having sex with vibrators.
You guys are
robosexual before we've even taken a step out the door, yeah.
Okay, right, let's move on. That actually leads quite nicely to my next question. If you fall asleep in a movie and nobody's there to notice, did you really fall asleep?
We just touched on the last question. I fell asleep in this movie. Yes, you are. No, neither of you two notice it, but I remember dreams about buying new pairs of jandals. So, yes, I did fall asleep.
Yeah, I don't remember your specific dreams, seeing I wasn't part of them.
I thought you guys might have hacked into them.
Which is probably a good thing.
Very good.
Is it any movie or specifically this movie? Because if it's this movie and I'm a robot, then can I really sleep anyway?
That's true. Does he dream of electric
good
sheep?
Question.
Ah, yes.
Look, this is the second time I've ever fallen asleep in the movie, and it wasn't because of the quality of the movie, it was because of the quality of the person watching the movie. I was completely sleep deprived. Sorry, Ghost in the Shell. Sorry, Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
I've fallen asleep in two movies as well, actually. One of them was Argo, and the other one was...
Argo, fuck yourself.
I think Iron Man 2, is that the one where the dude's got the electric whips?
Yes, yeah.
I was just like, this movie is shit.
Kahu, I love both of those movies. What the hell are you up to?
Iron Man 2 is crap.
I was just like, stop whipping those whips already.
Yeah. And he goes on about his bird.
Don't know, I was asleep.
Okay, Kahu, so question number 13.
We rock up to the movies and we go up the stairs and see the heading on the movie theatre and it says Ghost in the Shell, so we're like, sweet. So we walk in and the end credits rolling. We thought, oh, that's a bit strange, you don't usually get that, but, you know, we'll wait anyway. So we wait, there's the trailers, no notification to put our 3D glasses on, which, again, is a bit strange. And then we keep watching and all of a sudden Sam goes, oh, this is Kong Skull Island.
I haven't seen this movie.
So we quickly rush out. Cinema next door's Ghost in the Shell. We rush in there and we've kind of missed the first 10 or 15 minutes of the movie. So my question is, what movie would be better without the first 15 minutes in its running time?
I'm just going to go with Stacey Gavin's favourite movie of 2016, Suicide Squad, because for the first 15 minutes we get flashback, set up, flashback, set up, flashback, set up, and then for the next half an hour we get flashback, set up, flashback, set up, flashback, set up. We didn't need it.
Totally agreed, Sam. My answer is one of my favourite films from my childhood growing up was The Wizard of Oz.
You know that movie was released in 1939, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. I know.
You were just talking about your childhood, so I just wanted to clarify
that. I'm not that old. In the early 80s, this was on TV, and my grandmother kindly VHS recorded this movie for her grandchildren. But unfortunately, she didn't press record in time, so she missed the first 15 minutes of the movie. So we watched this movie over and over during our young childhood without the first 15 minutes.
And it was a masterpiece.
And I love it to this day, and I just think it's wonderful. And I don't think I need to see the first 15 minutes, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Wizard of Oz could have just done with a Star Wars type title screen saying there was a tornado in Kansas, Dorothy and a dog get sent to
but you need that little bit where it's black and white and then it turns to color.
So you do want the first 15 minutes.
No, not the whole 15 minutes.
I'm quite surprised you didn't say La La Land, and you could have scrapped out that song they did at the start, we're up and down the motorway.
Oh no, I loved that. You could have scrapped the second half of the movie, like kept the first scene and removed the last hour 45.
Here's another one. What if they'd done Bambi? If you scrap the first 15 minutes of Bambi, you miss Bambi's mum getting shot. It's just a movie about a, you know, little deer trying to make its way through the forest.
I would have said Pearl Harbor for the 15 minutes at the beginning.
Oh, Jesus.
And the 15 minutes at the end. And the 3 hours in the middle.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good point, Kahu, because
the bombing scene was all right.
I watched the first 15 minutes of Pearl Harbor and then I stopped watching it. And I have, to this day, never seen anything past that.
Oh, good call. Good call. This movie, being of Japanese origins, is, of course, set in Japan. Did you feel that in the movie it made it out as though it was set in Japan?
Very Japanese infused.
Yeah, I agree. It's a totally Japanese-like movie. I think it's set in a Japanese-like city. You know what I loved about this movie is the billboards.
The billboards were
3D anime, like holograms. That was pretty...
It was almost a bit like Big Hero 6, which is San Francisco.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What baddie in films has been most of a letdown when they were unmasked?
I've got a question. Who's the actual baddie?
So the actual baddie is
you're talking about the part of the movie
Cutter, which isn't one of those little bugs off A Bug's Life. He kind of seems like a
part of the government, or part of the organization,
a CIA type shady dude.
A baddie that I know and I truly hate, not because he was unveiled as such, but just because he was a dick. And that's Rowan from Ghostbusters.
I can see how you'd be disappointed in him as a baddie.
Yes, yeah. And this harks back to, I think this was our first podcast, Sam.
It was, yeah.
And I just feel like he was a major, major letdown.
Yeah. Talking about letdowns, you can't tease me with an introduction of a Sith Lord stopping a laser bolt in mid-fucking flight and then reveal just an emo kid. I'm talking about Kylo Ren. He's got to be the worst unveiling of a bad guy I've ever seen.
Hey, I love Adam Driver.
I love Adam Driver too, but he's this emo dude who's... where to start?
Yeah, and that just didn't seem very
mean. Isn't every Star Wars baddie emo? I mean, Darth Vader. What the hell? You can't tell me he's emotionally balanced.
What the hell are you talking about?
True.
What the hell are you talking about?
But he did bring balance to the Force.
That's true. Okay, so my next set of three questions. Ton of sci-fi so far for Scarlett Johansson. She's made a bit of a career of it. You count the Marvel movies, as well as Lucy, Under the Skin, Her, The Island, and then this film. She's building up a bit of a pattern of doing sci-fi movies. What other sci-fi movie could you see Scarlett Johansson in next?
So I thought of Blade Runner 2049, which is the new Blade Runner movie, specifically as Daryl Hannah's character from the 80s version.
Oh, the pleasure model, yeah.
But then I look on the cast list and she's not on it.
Oh, who is? Just out of interest.
Ryan Gosling.
Is the female.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling is the female.
Okay, look out, nerds. This is a movie you didn't even know was in production. 2021, A Space Odyssey. Scarlett Johansson as Hal.
That's an interesting answer there, Stacey. It's as if a great disturbance is in the Force, as if millions of nerd voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced.
Boom.
I can't imagine anybody ever trying to remake a Stanley Kubrick movie, and...
Why not?
You don't touch those. They're untouchable. I say that, but fuck, they remade Psycho, which is like Alfred Hitchcock's. Yeah, I mean, the way we're going at the way Hollywood's going at not pumping out original content, I think by 2040 they're going to run out of movies to remake, so they'll start remaking everything.
What about a manga 2021 Space Odyssey?
Meh.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? So, another bit of little nerd trivia here for you. Margot Robbie, she was possibly going to play the lead role instead of Scarlett Johansson. Do you think Margot Robbie could have done a better job than Scarlett Johansson?
No.
Yeah, I saw you coming.
Yep, that's a no from me too.
Sorry, Margot. We threw this in there because Kahu did say before the movie that the only reason why he knew of this movie was he used to play a video game on it back on the original PlayStation. Would you guys play a video game based on this movie?
No, I just don't play games. Full stop.
You just play games with my heart.
Okay.
Yeah, Kahu's leaving.
I would play a video game based on this movie. I think it'd work quite well, actually, as a more of a kind of dystopian sci-fi genre video game rather than the original, which was battle robot based.
I can see this as one of those like story games now where you approach someone and you talk to some, have a conversation, and then some outcome of that is like a pick a path.
Like that Telltale Batman game I got you to play.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it'll be a lot like that.
Cool. So, Stacey, your final set of three questions.
Okay, so Major's mind was implanted in a new body. So what or whose body would be your preferred shell for your consciousness?
Maybe the body of a Kenyan runner.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Really lean, fast.
Interesting choice. Yeah, I mean, I started going for all the athletes as well. I did consider a grizzly bear. And I'm going to have to pick our greatest sporting export, Sonny Bill Williams.
What?
I'd take his body. You know, he's like, he's been built.
Why? Because all the girls love him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. It's not because he's fit and skillful and,
he is the man. He's awesome at league. He's awesome at rugby. He's also a good, you know, reasonable boxer. Why not? Sonny Bill Williams.
We talked about this earlier on when we accidentally missed the first 15 minutes of the movie. Have you ever walked into the wrong cinema before?
I haven't, but I do know of some people who walked into a movie intending to see it, sat there for 5 minutes, didn't like it, and so went to walk into another movie and then promptly got kicked out of the cinema.
Busted.
See, it's funny you bring that up because on two occasions I've gone to the movies, watched one movie, walked out of that, finished it, and then gone into another movie. So technically, yes, not unintentionally.
So
not like we did last night where we went into the cinema going, hey, you were in the right film here, yeah. Oh, wait, no, we're not.
So you got extra bang for your buck. You went to two movies for the price of one.
Keep going.
Three movies.
in a row.
Yeah, in a row.
Oh, jeez.
It was awesome. Saw My Week with Marilyn, Moneyball, and I think it was something shit like Valentine's Day, something like that. Yes, yeah, I know, right? Yeah. One of these artistic drama movies, an awesome Brad Pitt movie. You know, Valentine's Day?
It wasn't the trio I was thinking of.
It was funny. Kylie, shout out to you because you love this podcast. Me and Kylie tried it once. And I can't remember what me and who went and saw. Maybe it was My Week with Marilyn. Maybe I've got them all mixed up here. But me and Kylie ended up walking to a movie, saw the classification come up of this is, you know, good for 16-year-olds or whatever. And we're like, oh, I wonder what this would be. Twilight. Fucking Twilight.
Did you just walk out straight away?
Yeah, we did, yeah. I did. Kylie stayed behind. She watched all of Twilight. She absolutely loved it. Thought it was amazing. Just joking, Kylie.
Let's think about some movies that we've seen and which two movies could have got together and birthed this movie.
The storyline is the exact same storyline as Minority Report, more or less, with Blade Runner thrown in there.
Yep, you did steal one of my movies there.
It's Blade Runner, isn't it?
Blade Runner, yeah. One of the all-time sci-fi greats.
You can still take Blade Runner. Blade Runner could be the dad that gets around in the circumstance.
And a quick rehash of my answer, I'm going to go with I, Robot. Similar kind of themes there. And for the second movie, because this movie for us did literally birth this movie, I'm going with Kong Skull Island.
That makes so much sense.
Because we were led from that one to this movie.
Yeah. Wicked. So that takes us down to the end, and we've got our final all-play question to get through. As we've talked about, this movie was originally an anime movie from 1985 that was turned into a live-action movie. Interestingly enough, Scarlett Johansson also popped up in The Jungle Book, which was an animated movie turned into a live-action movie. And we've also recently had Beauty and the Beast. Think of an animated movie, guys, that you've seen, and which one of them would you like to see turned into a live-action movie?
So I've gone for more of an animated TV series, and I thought Dragon Ball Z, but then I thought, hang on, they actually did that, and it was shit. Not that I saw it, but everything I've read about it said it was shit.
I don't really like animated films all that much. So the ones that I do like, I don't want them touched, like Finding Nemo. Leave that alone. Don't do anything with that.
That's a lot of fish you'd have to find.
Exactly.
So if you had to, though, like what other movie?
If I had to pick one, then maybe The Little Mermaid.
Did you know that Lindsay Lohan is currently petitioning for it? Look at your face, recoil in horror.
No!
She's petitioning to be the lead role of Ariel in Little Mermaid.
But
you do realise that Lindsay Lohan isn't actually a real mermaid.
What?
Yes, they can only audition real mermaids for this role.
Interesting.
See that? She's out.
I kind of really agree with you, Stacey. I reckon it's hard to turn an animated movie into a really awesome live-action movie. Like if you made one of Toy Story or WALL-E, Up, or any of those other ones, I think you'd really struggle. My nerdy answer is the 2001 film Spirited Away that won the animated Oscar. It's a Japanese movie in which a young girl gets separated from her parents as she walks into another universe sort of thing. Her parents get turned into animals and the movie's insane. But it's amazing. It's one of those films that anyone listening to this, anyone that considers themselves a film nerd and hasn't seen Spirited Away, go out and watch it. It's flipping awesome.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I know.
Surprise.
Cool. So anyway, that takes us to the end of our podcast. Our final two segments, Noob Seal of Approval. So, you know, regardless of whether you like this movie or not, if a noob is sitting at home and their boyfriend, girlfriend's like, let's go watch Ghost in the Shell, What do you reckon?
I know I always kind of seem to say this, but yes, go and see it.
You literally just like going to the movies now, don't you? You're turning into
one. I can't resist the popcorn.
It's either two things. Either she wants you to enjoy yourself, or she secretly enjoys people going to watch movies that she didn't enjoy.
Go and see this. It's good. It's not great. If you have, if you don't have high expectations, then you'll be sweet.
And my final thing, my sign-off is nerd fact for this movie. Interesting bit of trivia. So the original actors that played most of the lead roles in 1985 were drafted in to voice dub over the this movie for the Japanese release.
Really?
Interesting or not?
Oh, yeah, no, that is quite interesting. It's kind of like the whole same scenario as the original Optimus Prime being voiced in the Transformers movies.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, it's good karma.
Yep, so what about you, Kahu? Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I would say go and see it more as a blockbuster-type movie rather than if you're a real sci-fi fan expecting to get some kind of mind-blowing sci-fi philosophies out of it. A lot of the whole question about when is a robot not a robot and when is it human has probably been covered a lot in other movies. But yeah, for pure entertainment value and the visuals of the film, I think it's worth seeing.
Yeah, I'd recommend me going and seeing it again so I can say I've seen the whole thing. Anyway, that takes us to the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening. As always, like and subscribe on all our different platforms. You can find us if you search Nerd V Noob, NERDVNEWB, on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube now. Yeah. So the next movie we're going to be doing is the 2001 classic Pearl Harbor. Hey. I can't even say this with a straight face anymore.
You might be doing it.
No.
Maybe we should ask our fans to comment and write in with what they think the joke is.
Yeah, if long-time listeners, you might have noticed a trend here. Maybe have, maybe haven't. Special prize for the first person to comment or message us and tell us what our running joke has been at the end of all of these podcasts. So, back in the real world, some upcoming movies that we are going to do, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Got a new
Lego
Spider-Man.
Batman.
Lego Batman. We've got a few of those movies.
Spider-Man.
There's more than one.
Spider-Man Homecoming. So then we've got a few good movies coming up that we're definitely going to do. We've got to go back in the vault and do some old classics. So
yes, recommend some classics. Tell us what to rewatch.
If there's one movie that you know you've watched a million times and you want to hear us ask some really weird questions about it, suggest it to us. Anyway, that is thanks for me.
Thank you.
Thanks from me from the sweaty soundstage. Good night.
And again, thank you, Kahu, for coming back. It's been a pleasure, bud.
Oh, it's always a privilege, never a chore.
Liar. Ow, okay.
Did you just headbutt the couch?
I know what you mean.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
What was the question again?
When terrorism reaches a new level that includes the ability to...
This is getting deleted.
Do you think he has goo gel sachets?
What the f- do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, Stacey. Oh, you've taken over Spanky's role as the racist.
Hey, that's not racist. Is it?